Hey man.
Hey, chap. How's it going, buddy?
Okay, brother, how are you?
Good, man. It is good. I've been looking forward to doing this for
Yeah, I did
days.
did my list last night actually. Hey,
Nice.
I procrastinate, but it gets done. That's what
That's
matters.
right. That's right.
I thought the hard hair metal bands top one, that was a little more difficult for me than I thought. I had to really search back in my time, tape collecting days, and all this other stuff, and like what I was listening to it during that period a lot, just to really think of maybe some obscure ones too that weren't quite the major leagues, but still very beloved by me as well. So,
Well, your knowledge in that area is much more in depth than mine, but I
I
did find
know.
10
Good.
with songs I actually know. So, yeah.
I figured with these episodes, we could do some sort of, whoever goes first, it will go like 10 and 9, then the other person do 10 and 9, then 8 and 7, and 8 and 7. We'll go to two at a time.
Oh,
Make
sure.
it kind of more, make it go, keep a rhythm going and stuff. So if
That's
you're good
fine.
with that concept, okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with
Yeah, I got my notes written now, so you probably give me, I'm going to try to be not totally glancing, but glancing over time to time because
Hey,
what I got
glance
written
all
up.
you want.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
always have on the next to my screen, I've got the camera shrunk down. And I've always got my notes on the side so I have that right there every time
Right.
because I can't remember our outro. It's like, what? I gotta read it every time.
I
So
like your post of what all you want in your Easter egg this
I
year.
know, I saw that you liked that one. Yeah, that's right. Wait till you see tomorrow's.
Look at
That's right. Yeah,
those
we need to see tomorrow's. Well, I got a couple. I'm choosing which one to pick. There's one that's it's Jesus holding Grumpy Cat. Remember Grumpy Cat from a couple years ago?
Oh my gosh, I
Isn't
think
that
so. Yeah,
frowny cat? It's a crowd that's
yeah.
got this big natural frown, it's hilarious. And so
Oh my.
Grumpy Cat became all these memes. Like, I'm for the frowning cat. So there's one where Jesus is holding Grumpy Cat and Jesus says, "I died for your sins." And Grumpy Cat goes, "Good."
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
there's so many good ones, and I got a
I
really
know.
good one for Easter. I got two good ones. Yeah. One's a spooky one and one's a funny one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, it was fun. These were fun exercises though, going through this and going down memory lane. I was using my phone a lot to go back some because 70s albums, and there's a couple I consider more hard rock thrown in, but they were important to me.
Oh, well, I
And
think that's the whole point. We didn't really, I mean, metal, hard rock, metal wasn't really defined by then, too. Wasn't, so.
spoiler, you will hear a lot of Deep Purple choices, Sabbath, and Priest choices. Just like, not in my list because I'm like, yeah, those are just, I'm not leaving that out. That's the reason
Well,
why.
we're probably going to have a lot of crossover.
Cool. I'll
We'll
give it that.
see. We'll see.
Interesting.
Oh, before we get going, let me show you the ensemble today.
Yeah, what are we wearing today here?
Well,
Oh, the Yamato.
and oh, gotcha,
Oh,
man!
cool.
Battle of the Planets,
Battle of the Plants, yeah.
G-Force.
G-Force, that's right.
It's anime.
I know, man.
I am Montag Anime today.
Oh, I miss the old, I saw, who was I talking to like a week ago about, one of my other buddies, Chris. We're talking about, he used to watch too. He's about 50 years old, but he watched Voltron, he remembers. That was
Oh
like one
yeah.
of his favorites. I go, hell yeah. He
I
goes,
didn't
he
watch
goes, I
Voltron
remember
the
I
day, but yeah.
he goes, I remember I got one of the plastic toy, the plastic Voltron. He's like, I want the fucking metal. That's where it's at. But then they started cutting people up and they discontinued it, I guess, or something, that model. I'm like,
Nice.
fuck. But I said, yeah, who'd want the plastic? You want the die-cast model ones, man.
Yeah.
Metal, those are cool.
That's all right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I like the Voltron series, so.
All those, I have it. I haven't watched it. But like between the Voltron and there are so many other anime series, and I grew up watching Speed Racer and Kimba the White Lion, Astro Boy, those are
Oh,
ones I
sure.
remembered as a way kid. But I wasn't really like, then there was a big gap until Star Blazers came on when I was like in seventh grade or something. And I just fell in love with it. I just like,
Right.
because it was the first like episodic, cartoon, I will say,
I
because that's what I
remembered
do. Yeah.
I remember the oh God, and then the Hanna-Barbera action ones like the Herculoids and
Oh
Space
yeah.
Ghost. I love Space Ghost.
Yeah,
Those are
Space
good.
Ghost is great. Herculoids, Galaxy Trio. I didn't really start seeing those until probably like the 90s or 2000s or something like that. They were on my Boomerang or they were on something, or I saw them. I'm like, oh, this is really great. This is awesome. I love these cartoons. So
Oh yeah.
yeah, they yeah, I
Johnny
have
Quest, of course, too, is best.
Johnny
Yeah.
Quest. Yeah, I have copies of all that stuff.
Yeah.
So my copy is you copies, you know.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to it all. Just bring a drive over sometime and
Absolutely.
you know,
Well,
all are welcome. All are oh wait, that was last
I've
time. Hold on. What am I doing? Well,
been I've been
these are
driving
gonna
with
be
my
all out of order because I got these
yeah.
all arranged and spreading throughout, you know, the next 30 shows or so. So who knows what order they're gonna be in. That'll be funny because, you know,
Yeah.
the yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean it's more emotionally it's been prior to this past weekend and into Tuesday I was just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. The world can burn. I don't really give a shit. I'm just in an emotionally bad spot. I'm just like, no. Because it's just like yeah, I'm tired of the routine. I feel better
Yeah.
today though. Feeling better today.
Good. This is
Yesterday I
what
felt
you look forward to, man. I
that's
know we
right.
could record on more days because Justin Biggs is going to be joining us. Vic
Nice.
Stone is going to probably he wants to join us for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to work around his schedule. He thinks Fridays are open for him. So
Okay.
we can definitely record something with him on Fridays. I'm like, yes, let's get this in the books for next Friday.
Yeah, no, man. It's just I was in that funk. So this will do me good today. And seeing
Yes,
you laughing and
it
all this
will.
shit.
It will. It's the best
Yeah.
thing you can do for yourself.
That's
And I'll
right.
say that to
It
all of our listeners right now. This is the best thing you can do for yourself is continue to watch heavy metal horror. Right?
That's right.
That's
That's right.
right.
And to keep chop top sane. That's what we
That's
want
right.
to
That's
do
why
here,
we're
folks,
doing
all
these extra bonus episodes. It's
So
so
don't fuck it
exciting.
up for me.
That's right. That's right.
Don't burn my beans.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, we should get this going then, right? Let's
Let's
get
go
on
for it,
it.
man.
Okay. All right.
This is the next week, and you're watching Heavy Metal Horror.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Yeah, this is Chopped Up, and we're swinging with the 70s again. So keep it heavy. Rock out.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy.
Metal
Magical.
Horror. Oh, kiddies, that's right. You get those lava lamps going. And get those macrame art projects and we are
Get
gonna
those
talk about the
good herbs
70s.
flowing. Right.
Speaking of, yeah.
Good for you.
It is
Yeah.
good for me. Let's go
That's
something's
right.
gonna
Good for you.
clog. I'll unclog it. Don't worry. But it is good for me. Yes, it is. This one doesn't have a clog.
More you know. Yeah. It's a
The
public
more you
service announcement.
smoke.
There you go. That's right.
Yes, the doors are opening up. No, this is good because I ate my edibles earlier, just time it to where we were going to start, you know, so they kicked in a while ago.
Good for you.
But you know, it's good. It is good. It does help. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going to Gadfly's house this coming weekend to record some Unsane Radio Live.
Nice.
And he's 20 minutes from Monroe. So, you
Oh,
know.
dude. How convenient.
Well, you know, I was looking through all the stuff. I'm like, I have everything.
Do.
Like, nope. There's like three carts or four carts. I'm like, not enough, not worth the trip. But I'm going to Loom to get these edibles. They have CBN. They're like a live resin. And God, they help me sleep. They fucking put me out. And for someone who is an insomniac,
Yeah, I hear that.
That is welcome relief. So I'm going to buy a shit ton of edibles, so I can
Oh, you.
sleep at night. You know, yeah, because I did it. I took like one and a half, which I overdosed, which I didn't know was one and like 30 milligrams.
Yeah.
I slept for 8 hours, like cold
Wow.
fucking sleep.
God, I wish I could have that again too. Yeah.
I have not done that in probably 30, 20, 25 years, you know? I'm like, holy fucking crap. This is magic.
You want more information, folks, contact Montag's Dispensary.
That's right. That's right. I should start doing pot reviews, and that would be awesome. I wanted my mom to do that when she was here recovering,
That address is at 420 Resin Boulevard.
That's right. Yeah, when my mom was here recovering from a broken leg,
Oh yeah, I remember that story.
I
Yeah.
introduced her to the world of cannabis, and
Oh,
that was awesome.
what a song.
I
That's
said,
great.
Mom, you gotta do a podcast. You gotta do something for YouTube. The grind, Granny Ganja or Ganja Granny podcast, where you sample different edibles or you smoke a different cart and you just tell whatever what you're feeling and just react and start. Oh, that would have been such a great show. I mean, do you want to watch my mom getting high, don't you, chap? Of
Yeah.
course. Yes, that's right.
Damn straight. I want to see
I
Mama
know.
Montag getting, yeah.
That's right. But she said no. I'm like, oh man. I said, you could have been a YouTube sensation. Anyway, we did heavy metal horror. That's right. We're in the 70s tonight, kids. We are going to talk about our top 10 metal or hard rock albums of the 70s. And so this was a fun list to put together.
This was fun.
Yeah. But I'm anticipating that we're going to be doing some crossing over fairly
I think
frequently.
so.
So, right. So, Chop, now you wanted to do number 10 and number 9 on your list. So, why don't you go ahead and start?
Sure. Number 10, I kicked it off with a band very fond of. Means a lot because, especially with guitar player Michael Schenker being in it, and that's UFO and Phenomenon. Came out in 74. It was Schenker's first album with the band. Really kind of put him on the map as far as in hard rock concerned in the circles. As far as, and also one of the greatest vocals, I just think, and one of the best performances is Phil Maugs, the singer of UFO. Always loved his voice, always loved what he brought to it. Fits the music so well. The tracks that really stood out for me, of course, are the classic Doctor Doctor, which Maiden uses as their intro music every time when they play, which is absolutely classic. But then Rock Bottom and that solo by Schenker in it. Holy Mother God, that is just iconic. That solo alone influenced, I can't tell you, countless number of guitar players in the hard rock and metal circles that continuously cite Michael Schenker as such a influence over them. And an influence on me too. His tone, just his phrasing, everything he does. Phenomenal player. So yeah, that's my number 10. Number 9, you'll love this, Montag. I chose Kiss Hotter Than Hell from 74. It is a heavy album for that time, the band. It's one of my favorites. I like the sludgy production too. I find the tone of the album, he kind of, it fits the tone of the album.
The
I have
songs
favorite track.
sit like Parasite.
Yeah.
Parasite would not sound good on Dress to Kill,
No, no.
Right.
And I really like, my choice of songs I got there was, Got to Choose, Hotter Than Hell, Parasite. They're all highlights. And that solo by Ace in Strange Ways is very influential. Well, also, I mean, a lot of guitar players like John Five, who now plays with Motley Crue, unfortunately. But
He's a
when he
much
did the
better
Met,
guitarist than that.
oh, absolutely. He cites that as a major, major influence on him, and Ace is a major influence. So,
Nice.
yeah, Kiss Hotter Than Hell, I really is my number 9. I think that's a fantastic album. I have the original. I've had it for years on CD. I can still listen to the original recording. I don't really need the remaster. I'm okay with it.
The
So,
only place those songs sound better is on Kiss Alive. Like
true.
Parasite sounds much better on that live
Oh my
recording.
God.
That
Yeah.
whole album is so much energy,
So that is my 10 and 9.
All right. Now that I think about it, I was just doing studio albums. I did not pick any live albums at all.
I didn't either.
Because I'm thinking Kiss Alive might have been the number one album, because it was like
Yeah.
such a big album for
It
them,
was. It was. That's the one that put them in the stratosphere. Yeah.
Exactly. I have never listened to UFO other than Doctor Doctor. I just have they just have never been one to pull me in. I it's only because of just ignorance. It's just like I just have never taken the time to listen to them. You
I got
talk
the
about them very
I got the
fondly.
most I got the most important, albums that are collection out of a little box set. So that's the ones with all Shanker stuff and their era, the most important albums right there. And it was really good, but it's a hell of a collection, and they're well worth checking out a lot of their stuff. You might find something you're really going to enjoy in it.
All right, I will give them a try, Chop. All right, my number 10 is Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic from 1975.
A
What a great album.
great album.
I mean, the three big songs on this album. We got Toys in the Attic, which is the rocker. What a great rocking song. Walk This Way. I mean, then you got that great sample in the 80s, when it turned into the rap version, which was
Oh,
kind
with
of
Run
Run
DMC.
DMC. That was awesome. And then Sweet Emotion. Sweet Emotion is one of my all-time favorite Aerosmith songs. There's just kind of that riff is just so dirty and like stank, like, oh
Oh,
fuck.
it man. Hell yeah, man.
I'm like, oh
And the
wow.
lyrics are going right with it, too. It's just
I
it's
know.
phenomenal.
It's like Steven Tyler's like, smell my finger. Guess what I did last night? It's like,
That's a
I
great
get it,
album.
Steven Tyler.
Well, it's like Adam Bapple too is another track off there, and
It's a
it's a
toy.
good album.
Yeah, it is. And number 9 is AC/DC Highway to Hell. I have not listened to early AC/DC. I like some of AC/DC stuff, but it's usually just not on rotation, But when I went back and I started listening to their stuff on Highway to Hell, like, wow, what a big album. So we got Highway to Hell on it. We got Girls Got Rhythm, To Touch Too Much, If You Want Blood. Some really, really strong choices here.
Yeah. My God, if you want blood, you got it. That's one of my all-time favorite AC/DC. Just that riff alone and just so energetic. And just that album is one of their best by far. In the top five, top three for sure.
Yeah. All right. You're up. Shut up.
All right. My number eight choice, I'm going with Rainbow Rising from 76.
Nice.
It's the second album with Ronnie James Dio. Is a classic lineup at this time. This lineup is superb. You got RJD, you got Ritchie Blackmore, you got Cozy Powell, you got Jimmy Bain. The production by Martin Birch, fucking killer. Martin Birch is one of my all-time favorite producers. He did all
He's
those
a
Maiden
great
albums,
producer.
Sabbath stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fave tracks, Tarot Woman, Starstruck, Stargazer, a proto maybe
Stargaze.
progressive metal song there, right there. Just kind of really in the pocket. And Dream Theater does a
That
phenomenal version of
riff.
that.
Oh my God, that riff, man, is so heavy.
And then it closes out with A Light in the Black, which is such a jammer too. Ronnie's vocal prowess is just amazing. I mean, I love all his work with Rainbow. I love all the Rainbow eras, but that's really something else. I mean, when Richie left, was it in 74? He after one tour, he left Deep Purple to form Rainbow, made that debut with Ronnie. Richie Blackmore's Rising, Temple of the King, and Man on a Silver Mountain. There's another good one. But man, this one really, I think this showcases the band on fire. Every band member at this point. It's just a perfect album. So that is my number eight. Number seven, I have Deep Purple, Burn from 74.
You'll
Okay.
get it. You're gonna laugh. Don't
We'll
worry.
get there.
It's coming.
This was a first for Glenn Hughes and David Coverdale coming in the band. The title track, arguably, maybe the best riff ever in hard rock, metal period, and maybe one of the best opening tracks ever. It's a blast to fucking play that main riff. It's so fucking hard hitting, catchy. My God, the vocal prowess of Hughes and everybody in that, just amazing.
Deep Purple's a great band.
So fave tracks, of course, Burn. Might Just Take Your Life, that real heavy. I think that Moog synthesizer and everything John Lord's doing in the beginning and throughout the song during the chorus, especially lines, amazing. Sail Away, I love that fucking song. The lyrically, it's just beautiful. It's got a funk kind of thing to it, a tone in the guitar, but man, it's just a beautiful song, especially chorus. And then the classic Mistreated, which Coverdale used many, many, many years. Throughout his Whitesnake era too, lineup. So, yeah, Deep Purple, Burn. Plus, let me also add this: that solo section in Burn, that interplay between John Lord on the keys or in the Hammond organ, excuse me, and Ritchie Blackmore in the solo sections. My God, that's just prowess. That's like you're talking masters at that point, at that stage in their career. So it's just, yeah, I love that album. Of course, I have it. So, but Sort of surprise.
Here's my
And I
surprise
got the
face.
remastered. So
Yes, of course you did.
there
Of course you did. All are welcome. All are welcome.
we
So your number eight selection was Rainbow Rising, right?
go.
My number eight selection is Rainbow Long Live Rock and Roll.
Almost chose that one too.
I almost chose Rising, but then like,
Oh,
no,
man.
I like the songs on Long Live a Rock and Roll better. I mean the title track, because Dio would sing that in his solo career. Gates
Oh,
of
right.
Babylon is like this big rollicking, like adventurous song. Like, oh, come on, fuck me. Kill the King, The Shed. It's just like, oh, fuck me. Everyone is just so good.
I
Blackmore,
had difficulty
Dio.
with that montage between those. I really did because I
Yeah.
love both.
I
That
know.
was hard. But that's really cool, man.
I
You
know, it's
got the
hilarious.
best of both worlds right there. So,
Right.
hey.
Now, your number seven was Deep Purple Burn.
Correct.
My number seven is Deep Purple Machine Head.
Wait for you'll see that one later too.
I almost picked Burn. I'm like, no, but I like the songs on Machine Head better. That was probably my first like Deep Purple that I had. So,
Well, there's one that ranks higher on my list, and we might have some similarities in that. So honestly,
well, I mean, that's not the 70s, though. Are we talking about in the 80s? Are we talking about Perfect Strangers?
no.
Oh,
No,
from the
I'm keeping with the
70s.
70s.
Oh,
Yeah,
I see. Okay.
I think you'll laugh your ass off.
Okay. I mean, Machine Head has Highway Star, and
Oh,
that's a balls to the wall fucking rocker. Smoke on the Water, the most irritatingly played song in every guitar store in
God. You
the
can't
world.
deny it.
That was like the first song, like one of the first songs I learned to play,
Yeah,
even before I knew what a guitar, how to play guitar. I was like,
right.
oh, I know these notes. I
Yeah,
must be
you're listening with
close.
you're playing with your ear, by your ear
Yeah,
to do that.
exactly. It's a catchy riff. And then we got Lazy, which is a great tune, and then
Yeah.
Space Truckin',
Oh my
which is
God.
really kind of cosmic, this kind of funky, real kind of funky driving beat,
Heavy too. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of big organ stuff,
Yeah,
so yeah, there's my eight and seven.
all right. For my number six, I have Deep Purple Machine Head from 72. Again, great production, heavy album for its time. One of the best openings, like you just said, for Highway Star. I had the if you have an anniversary issue, I have it has When a Blind Man Cries on it too, which is just rip your fucking heart out, put it on the floor and just burn it and step on it. And it's one of the most gut-wrenchingly beautiful ballads that Purple's ever done. Lyrically too, it's just so intense. Fave tracks, Highway Star, Pictures of Home, Smoke on the Water, and Space Truckin'. So yeah, that was my number six, as it was your number.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not too much layover. We're doing good though. We're keeping it. We got good taste. There you go.
There you go.
Number five, I picked Judas Priest, Stained Class from 78. This was first of three with a drummer, Les Binks. He was actually their second drummer, I believe. And he did, yeah, three albums with them. And then I think they got, oh, I forget the one from, because I think the last one he did this one. Oh, shit. Not Head Out That I Hell Bent for Leather and then British Steel. And then came the other one for Judas or Screaming for Vengeance through Turbo, I believe. And
Okay.
then they got Scott Travis. So, anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry.
Why couldn't they keep a
Very.
drummer?
I don't know. There's some incredible drumming by Les Binks on this album. This is a great
Yeah.
fucking Priest album. This is definitely a proto-metal genre-defining album.
Yeah,
Uh,
yeah.
definitely one of the best new wave of British heavy metal bands. Opening track, Exciter. That's pure thrash metal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that really set the standard.
Yeah.
It might be the prototypical thrash song that inspired to go on to all these other bands, to the big four and beyond, into the huge thrash scene, the 80s,
Yeah.
90s. So yeah.
Yeah. And there's probably a whole lot of punk that we're unaware of that might, has that influence too, because punk was part of that thrash movement,
Well, you got to throw in the stylings of, you can't forget Motorhead either. But
Exactly.
the guitar work is off the charts between Tipton and Downing on this. Just riffs galore. Solos are outstanding. Fave tracks, Exciter, Stained Class, Saints in Hell. Just really fun. It's like, oh my God, it's so heavy. And then one of their all-time greatest epics, Beyond the Realms of Death. So a complete album, one of my favorite Priest albums, Stained Class. Number four, I then have Judas Priest, Sad Wings of Destiny from
Wow,
76.
look at you tag teaming the Judas Priest.
I know. Only one to feature Alan Moore on drums. I believe this was their first drummer. Halford's vocals, oh, this standout album for him. This is just superior vocal work. Just listen to Victim of Changes and Dreamer Deceiver. It's all you need. Arguably, Priest's first two epic songs in Dreamer Deceiver
Yeah, it's a great
and
song.
Victim of Changes. And those are two of my favorite tracks, along with The Ripper and Tyrant. So that was my number four, Sad Wings.
Or five, you mean?
No, I did five and four. Five was Stained Class.
Yeah, you're supposed to do six and five.
Did I do six and five? Did I go ahead?
You son of a bitch. This was your thing and you messed it
I did.
up. Well, how many did you
And I'm
do?
not even high. Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do you we'll
What
be
was your
fair
number
to
six?
my number six was Machine Head.
Okay, what was five?
Stained Class. And then I
Okay.
did go on. I did go
You
on a little.
did go
I
on.
got excited.
You did get excited.
So
Well,
you do that. You go ahead and do your
I'm going to
six,
get
and I'll
just
do
as excited. We'll
yes.
both be excited together. I'm
All
just
right.
glad we're
Get the
sitting down.
socks.
That's
Yeah.
right. All right, my number six, none of these match, so we're good.
Okay.
My number six is Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies. I like Alice Cooper. I think he's not everything is great for me, but this album I really love.
Yeah.
It's Raped and Freezing, Elected, great song Elected, Billion Dollar Babies, which is, I think is my favorite off of the whole album. No More Mr. Nice Guy, which was covered by Megadeth, I believe. And then I Love the Dead. It's like that's like so Alice Cooper, that era, and just the fun, the humor, like
Yeah, it's
Vincent
campy.
Price, would like have approved. He would be in that video.
Right. Excellent choice.
Yeah, just a good album. That was my number five. Is Van Halen? Van Halen. It's just a phenomenal album. Might even should place higher, but because there are so many great songs, but I think there are better albums. At least I like more. Although this album is phenomenal. You got Running with the Devil, Eruption, You Really Got Me, Ain't Talking About Love, Jamie's Crying, Atomic Punk, Ice Cream Man, On Fire. Like the whole album, nearly the whole album is memorable. And like when you hear it, especially when you heard it for the first time, it's like, holy fuck, what? You'd never heard guitar playing like this
No.
aside from like Jimi Hendrix,
Sure.
and that was even different.
Well, and this was, he was, this was so influential on the future of hard rock and metal as well. His playing alone, and then his tapping techniques that he brought into the fray that other guitars they were not using, I believe, at the time.
No. He was
So,
doing all that stuff. He innovated
yeah,
so much stuff. Yeah.
true pioneer.
Yes. And number four, I have Motorhead, Overkill.
Oh,
I love this album.
it's a great one.
Especially I love I Motorhead's a band to me that it's always sounds better live. There's an energy to some of these songs that is really great, kind of like Kiss on the early Kiss, that Kiss Alive. Well, we got Overkill, which is just a phenomenal song. Stay Clean.
Oh, yeah.
Capricorn, which I absolutely loved hearing Capricorn. Damage Case, which is a big stomping
Oh,
rock.
my God.
And then
Yeah.
Metropolis. And Metropolis is one of my favorite songs from theirs. And same thing with Capricorn, because it sounds like the 70s. It's got that stinky vibe on it that I love. But yeah, so there's my four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'll go on my three and two, and then you'll do three and two, and then we're on one.
Yeah, there we go.
I won't
There
get
we go.
overexcited. Yeah.
I hope not. I'm gonna get my sock out if I get too much more aroused.
Well, this will be very similar. I mean, as far as the band in these last three, they're all, I'll just say that they're all Black Sabbath. Go figure. I'm a huge Black Sabbath fan. Love
Spoiler
everything they
alert.
do. They got everything they've done. So yeah, there you go. But now go to number three, and this could go higher on any given day for me. Black Sabbath Sabotage from 75. It's a heavy opener. I mean, Hole in the Sky, one of Tony Iommi's best fucking riffs. And it's just man, just kind of glides along. It's just so smooth and kind of bluesy, but heavy at the same time. You know, Fave Tra Hole in the Sky, Symptom of the Universe. Wow, even a midsection point there, and instrumental stuff. So you know, I thought refreshingly unique to that time because you're coming around that heavy riff, dun, 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 and throughout the song.
Yeah, it's a great song. I
And
love it
then,
on the Ozzy Speak of the Devil album,
oh yeah,
that version of that.
Brad
Oh, that's
Gillis playing,
so, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
so good. So good.
and then Megalomania, what an epic!
Yeah.
That's so fantastic. And then close it out with the Writ. I mean, interesting thing about this album, the title actually. I mean, well, first off, the cover art came under a lot of fire because it was just like, what the hell is this? But now you don't mind it as much, but at the time, I can see it would pretty like, what? But who knows? And who cares? It's a classic album, but.
Yeah.
Sabotage, the title came from. They were going through a big legal battle at the time with their ex-manager and created a lot of chaos, I guess Tony Iommi and them said during the recording of this. And they ended up coming up out of that with the title Sabotage based on their feelings of what was going on with this ex-manager and stuff. So that's an interesting
That's
note.
rough.
Yeah.
That's too
And
bad.
then, but one of their best. For number two, I'm going to go with Black Sabbath's Paranoid. Now it came out in 70 in the UK, I believe, on Vertigo Records, and in the
70.
States it came out in 71 on Warner Brothers. It's their second album. For many fans, they say it's the band's best. Original title was War Pigs, but was changed due to political climate at the time, the Vietnam War and all this other stuff. But that cover is so fucking goofy and ridiculous. But what's inside that album is all that matters.
Yeah.
I love your fave tracks, of course. I think we said our favorite Black Sabbath. We were put on a hot seat, War Pigs of all time. If you want a song to define Black Sabbath, War Pigs is it.
It's a good song.
And then Paranoid, overplayed, can't deny its influence and impact. Iron Man, classic, slowed down riff. Iommi at some of his best. And then Fairies Wear Boots is one of my favorite all time.
Yeah.
Damn, I love that
The
song.
crazy song. Yeah, I
Yeah,
love it.
I think that was a subject matter. I believe it was Geezer Butler who described it as lyrics were influenced by, he got beat up by some skinheads, I believe, or something. They beat him up and all that. But yeah, that's my number three and two, Sabotage and Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
All right. Well, my number three is Rush, Caress of Steel. My absolute favorite Rush album. There isn't a song that's not good on this album for
Right.
me. So, I mean, Bastille Day is what a phenomenal opener. Lakeside Park, I just love the groove of Lakeside Park and the bittersweet nature of the lyrics. And that's the first time you really hear that theme in Neil Peart's lyrics, that bittersweet, how, you know, just things just look a little less shiny. And every year we get older, you know, and the older the narrator in the story gets, the less attracted they are to that. So there's that bittersweet quality.
It gives you a very, when you're listening to that song too, I'm glad you said you just like the flow of that. You do get reflective during that song in your own,
Yeah.
compared to put your own headspace, man. Love
Yeah.
stuff.
Because you
So,
start
yeah.
thinking about things that you used to love or things, you know, yeah. And how you're changing and like other lyrics that Peart does. It's a theme that he
Yeah.
revisits quite a lot, like On Time Stand Still, The Garden, you know,
The garden.
just
I'm gonna cry.
I know. It's like, nope, I don't, I'm not, I will not
Well, you
cry
know,
today.
hey, on a different note, I was going to ask you, did you see the footage of the Juno Awards they had the
I
debut of?
did. I did.
What was your thoughts?
It's just still hard for me. There's just something that hurts, and it's because I guess I just miss Neil Peart, you know, as a person, as a you know, human being, as a spiritual mentor of sorts, you know. And I just miss him, and I don't begrudge the guys at all, and Annika Niles is a fantastic drummer, and I think she's going to do amazing. She played wonderfully in the song, and they looked like they were having a great time. And
It
they
looked
got
like
the
they're having
keyboardist
fun.
from the Who, you know. So,
Yeah.
you know, I'm happy for the people who are going to finally get to see them. You know, fans who came up in the last 10 years or 20 years who've never seen them. So
Yeah.
I'm glad. It is hard for me to see them without Neil Peart. It
It's
just
hard
really
for
is.
me to listen to Ozzy's solo stuff on a different note. I'm
Yeah.
still getting over Lost Him. It's just
Yeah.
even picking up his stuff with Sabbath. And I'm talking about him here in these last few out, but it's Yeah, it's still, man, it's close to the chest. I
I
know
get
it's,
it. I do. I really get it. I
you
couldn't
know,
listen
these
to Rush
are,
for a year after Peart died. At least a year, and it just broke my heart. And
appreciate it.
see, let me finish up Caress of Steel, The Necromancer, and The Fountain of Lamneth. I just love The Fountain of Lamneth. There's that Panacea is such a beautiful song, and the bridge is like just achy and just is so emotional. Yeah, phenomenal album. Number two is Kiss. Kiss. Their debut album is stellar. Almost every track is a banger. Strutter, Nothing to Lose, Firehouse, Cold Gin, Deuce, 100,000 Years, and Black Diamond. I mean, Jesus, when you look at that and how many songs those carried into like every tour, like a third of their songs from any given tour are from their first album.
The first album, yeah.
You know?
And still arguably their finest moment. You know, a lot of people
Yeah,
say
yeah.
it's hard to argue
I
with
mean,
the track list
those
itself,
first three albums are really great, the
but
song-wise. Not so much on some of them, Dressed to Kill, which we're going to get to in a future episode, kids. That's right. They said, what? The worst lyrics in metal, and it's coming your way. And we're going to start with the white whale, Kiss. That's right. You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss. That's right. Whoa, we
We
gotta
gotta do it
watch
again,
kid.
man.
We gotta not watch Meet the Phantom of the Park. Jesus Christ, I wanna get high and watch that with you.
Exactly.
I'll share it. I have it on my computer. We'll watch it. Well, I will share it. We'll just like that'd be great.
That'd be
Ah,
fun, though.
yes. Okay, that was my number two.
Christmas toys. All right. My number one. This is probably my given favorite Black Sabbath album of all time, Master of Reality from 71. It's their third album, considered by many to be the start of stoner sludge metal. I'm in that same camp too. Possibly, you know, in Doom. This is where I think they really got the Doom sound down right here in this one. Fave tracks: Sweet Leaf, Children of the Grave, Lord of This World, Into the Void. My God, that riff
Yeah.
for Into the Void and
Yeah.
Children of the Grave is so
Children of the Grave
slamming.
is great. Yeah.
I love the ballad Solitude. It's so beautiful and haunting in the way that Ozzy is inflect using his voice, and it's kind of very subtle. It goes right along with it, and it's just a really transcendent kind of moody ballad for them. And I just, yeah, I love that. And yeah, but Master Reality, man. I mean, this is, you know, because I always go back and I remember my Sabbath, you know, history and discovering them the first time was Heaven and Hell album, I think. And I go, oh, this Black Sabbath band's really cool. And somebody goes, you know, they have eight other fucking albums before. That's a different thing. That's, I go, what? And then I got introduced to Ozzy here. I'm like, holy, what the fuck have I been missing, you know?
Yeah.
And I always find myself going back to this one. Another one, I mean, you could throw any of those first six Sabbath albums with Oz in there, man, I have to say. It's just, yeah, any respecting metalhead needs to have that in their collection, I think. So,
Yeah,
but,
there's a couple toward the end, like Never Say Die.
oh, and Technical
Is
Ecstasy. Yeah.
Technical Ecstasy, those are not unpleasant albums. It's not
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. You're right.
But my number one is
Ooh.
also a Black Sabbath album. That's right. This one was a little tough for me at first glance, but you've kind of already blown your wad. This is Paranoid. I think that is probably the best album, hard rock metal album, all those songs. And one thing I love about this album is the way it sounds, the mix. I love the dry sound and how the drums really come out in this really big mix. The toms are right there and present. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on in those empty spaces where it's just toms, especially in those fills on War Pigs. Everything just sounds so beautiful. And that's one thing I wish on future albums, there are some really bad mixes where the drums are buried. Like whoever mixed this album, I want all of their albums to sound so clear and
Yeah.
wonderful.
I think their first few albums, I don't know if it was the same mixing engineer, but same producer did the first three, believe it or not. I forget what his name was. But and then also on a different note, I don't mean to cut you, but that song Hand of Doom on there,
Here.
it's actually an
That was
anti-drug
on my
song.
one of my songs I was going to talk about.
I'm
Oh no,
sorry,
that's
go ahead,
no,
Mark.
go ahead, man. No, it's all good.
Hand of Doom, and I believe what I read in some interviews and stuff is that they found some nurse or somewhere is overdosed on it. And that was spinning, and they tried to blame even back then
Oh yeah.
Black Sabbath for the death of this nurse and overdosing and stuff. And they're like, no, it's anti-drug. It's not pro-drug use. And they're like,
Right.
whatever, it's unbelievable. So obviously that was dropped aside as not,
Yeah.
the old let's blame it on the music, right?
Sure,
Not
of
on
course. Yeah,
anything else.
we grew up in that in the Satanic Panic years of
Yes,
the
we did.
80s. Yeah. Oh, I know.
So just that
Yeah.
side note,
And
bud,
I
but
had it
yeah.
worse because I grew up in a Pentecostal church, so I was really fucked.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. But there it is. My number one. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I
That
mean,
was great.
you could put if you had honorable mentions, you could put some other albums by Sabbath in there. I put Volume 4. Shit, you could put what's the one? That's it. Oh, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. There's another good one. Deep Purple, you could put Fireball in there. Maybe even Stormbringer a little bit. I almost thought even Blue Oyster Cult, the Agents of Fortune album with them. Don't Fear the Reaper and some of the other stuff because, yeah, they're weird and kind of wacky and like sci-fi and they're and some of their horror classic gothy lyrics and stuff. But they're just one of my favorite bands. I really enjoy them. And not all their tracks hit as good, but there's a lot of good stuff from BOC also. And you could throw in some more UFO with Michael Schenker, any of the albums with him in it.
I've
Like,
got to
fuck
listen
yeah.
to some more BOC. Yeah, I need
Yeah.
to. Yeah. I had a student years and years ago who was a big fan of BOC, like from way back in the day, and he would go see them. They would come to somewhere in Akron or Cleveland or something, a really small club, like the Tangiers, I think. It was only a couple hundred people, and they would go there. And he knew Buck Dharma, and every time he'd go there, they would hang out and stuff like that. So
So cool,
it was
man.
just like, because he had seen them so many times, like over the time, they just became friends. I'm like, well, that's cool, man.
That is so
So I'm like,
cool.
yeah, good, good. But
I got
yeah,
quite a
they are
lot
kind
of
of
their
weird. I have to listen to more of it.
discography though, so but go figure. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you
Yeah.
know, I'm
You
sure
like
that's
what you
out
like.
there. That's right. And you like everything. That's right.
That's
I
the
know. But you know, I like this top 10 list. This was really fun. We're gonna come back for more. That's right. In 2 more weeks, kids, we got more stuff coming. You can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Astrovolution.
And Chop Top.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy Metal.
Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.